another one of the poems in there is called Beyond Love. And do you mind reading that one?
Beyond Love. If the saints are to be believed, if this body is a dress we slip into, out of, if each day and night is the mantle we tie around our shoulders, fabric thin as the time it takes teeth to flatten the end of a thread and lead it through an eyed needle, then what am I to make of the gorgeous terror every star makes out of its own distance? Sometimes I can see the body as a blaze, bright, gloried, flamed, and holy as a pinprick the size of a soul. And if the soul is a blaze to be believed, then belief blazes a highway to some beyond, a beauty that begins with every ordinary sweetness, every one small but still indefinable love. Every morning, when I wash the wrongs I've made right out of my hair, I want to believe in each drop of water as a promise of and from the all that we're meant to contain.
So that's one of your favorite ones?
It is.
Why is that?
I think this was also the last poem that I wrote, and it was a last-minute addition to the end of the book. And to me, it feels as close to a resolution as I think I'm ever going to get. It's kind of about a redirecting of energy, if that makes sense, a shift in focus. I think that the problem of my body and the problems that came with the problem of my body occupied my life for so long that that was all that I focused on, and I didn't have time to take a look at what life around me was like. Look at the small things, look at the beauties, look at the connections. And this poem is, it's about moving beyond the body. It's about a love that doesn't have a human goal, if that makes sense. Ever since I was very young, I sort of associated, you know, love with procreation and went to Catholic school, so marriage and procreation. But then I started reading St. Teresa of Avila around the time that I had my hysterectomy, and I read Interior Castle, which looks at the idea of love and even the body in a very different way. That kind of led me to this different way of looking at love as something that isn't just limited to one person or two people, but love is a force that can connect the smallest and greatest things in the world together, and how maybe that's the kind of love that we should all be aiming for.